listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Always good to be here, RJ, and yes, 2 days in a row, we start with the Women's World Cup here on Straight Out of Vegas. We have our final, our championship game is set after the Netherlands with a 1-0 win over Sweden earlier. So Sunday will be the United States versus the Netherlands for the Women's World Cup.
Yes, and I don't know if you're kind of digging at me. Hey, you sold out, RJ. Another soccer discussion. You know what I might do is just deny the audience the odds and say, blame Jonas.
This is the perks of national radio. You're not beholden to the local teams. You can talk anything.
We've got, but here's the thing. This is literally hot off the press. Go.
Yeah, USA minus 600, a huge favorite. Got to bet $600 to win $100 on the USA in the finals of the World Cup. RJ, that translates as far as what are the percent of chances for the USA? About an 85% chance, right, Fez?
Yeah, just a little bit less than that.
Fez will always correct.
Yeah, 84.38.
But remember, if it benefits him, he won't mention 10 percentage points. Yeah. All right, so we've got a situation where the U.S. is a clear favorite.
Yep.
Not 90%, though, between 80 and 90. And I won't be watching, but for those are, now we know.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And so the thing we are all watching, RJ, is where is Kawhi Leonard going to go? The odds are moving. They're shaking. It's the Raptors. It's the Lakers. Is it the Clippers? What does Vegas make of the latest odds involving Kawhi Leonard?
I got to be honest with you. One of the things I feel particularly protective of is the idea that the odds can tell a story. And you know, years ago, 10 years ago, when the Tim Donahue thing hit, I guess over 10 years now, we were doing some very original, one-of-a-kind stuff. Now, what's happened is a lot of media outlets, a lot of shows have figured out, hey, these odds can tell a story. That RJ dude might have been right. And now they're trying to do it, which I like that. What I don't like, though, is how often they do it, to me, in the wrong fashion. Whereas there was an example just in the last day or two that Caesars, I think it was, had some theoretical odds.
Yep.
And they had the Lakers at 6-1, and all over the place it's being reported Lakers 6-1, except they weren't taking any bets on it, which doesn't mean that it's an invalid number, right? Because you could have, I mean, Fez, you and I could come up with numbers on anything right now. They're probably going to be pretty close. Or if it's college, Brad's going to jump in. It doesn't mean we're taking bets on it. But the fact that it was just so far off what anyone thought, whereas there's no way Caesars was going to take 6-1 on the Lakers because they were a much better chance than that the Lakers had. But all these Ted Baxter types reading the news, you know, reading the teleprompter, and if you look at Caesars, 6-1 on the, that's surprising, Freddie. You know, I mean, it's like they have no idea what they're talking about. And again, I like that the odds are out there, but let's try to get, you know, we were talking to the commissioners of the leagues yesterday. Let's talk to the network bigwigs. Get someone that knows what they're talking about. At least one person in the room that can say, hey, that doesn't make sense. So there are no exact odds on where Kawhi is going to land for whatever reason, scared that it's going to leak and it'll be something where people get bets down before the books are able to take it down. Usually it's the books being greedy when you can't understand why they're doing something. And what we're seeing here is that there's not the obvious odds, but we can extrapolate the odds of Kawhi based upon the odds of the teams. So let's go back to mid-afternoon, 3-4 hours ago. What were the odds for the Lakers, the Raptors, and the Clippers?
Yeah, so the Raptors were 12-1, and we're talking to win the title for next year. Raptors 12-1. Lakers all over the board, RJ. I mean, some greedy books have them like even money versus the field. Other books up to 2-1.
But still, 2-1, let's go 2-1.
Yep.
It's the generous books.
Yeah.
That would pretty much say, and let's ask Fez. Fez, what would the line be? Steve Fezzik, NBA originator, winning better in the NBA, expert in the NFL, next level. What would you say the odds would be for the Lakers if they do get Kawhi?
Lakers become the favorite over the field. Lakers minus 150.
All right. So the Lakers are the favorite over the field now, correct?
They are not.
Who's the favorite over the... Oh, okay. When you say favor, I think you're trying to say minus money.
Yes. If you've got all the other teams combined.
Yeah. So if someone's plus 150, they can be the favorite, but they're not minus money favorite.
Right.
And I guess you're saying over the field, but that's way too obscure. So you're saying they would get to the point of you have to bet more on the Lakers and win less, 150 to win 100, if they get Kawhi.
Correct.
Now, that would only be the second team in NBA history to be minus money over the field. The Durant Warriors, during that three-year period, each year they were minus money over the field. So that version of the team. But even the Bulls with Michael, no, not minus money over the field. Shaq and Kobe, not minus money over the field. But the new big three in theory of the Lakers would be, you project, Steve Fezzik.
Yes.
So if they don't get Kawhi, where do you put the Lakers?
The Lakers would still be the best team in the NBA, but they would be 4-1 by my numbers.
Ooh, okay.
Wide open.
So what you're saying is at 2-1 right now, that the Lakers are, it feels, and again, this was a couple hours ago,
yep,
it feels like they're splitting the difference.
Yep.
They're saying, 50% chance. So let's have that as takeaway number one, at least as of a couple hours ago, splitting the difference, Lakers about a 50% chance. Toronto, what would you say the odds are with Kawhi?
With Kawhi, 5-1, Toronto.
And they, a couple hours ago, they...
6-1.
Right, but no, we were talking a couple hours ago.
Yeah, a couple hours, 6-1. They got cut in half. So we're talking earlier this morning, Raptors were 12-1 in the marketplace. Not even... Like fifth or sixth if you're stack ranking the teams in the NBA. So that was telling, they got a slight chance to get Kawhi. Now at 6-1, RJ, and going off of Fez's odds, if they get Kawhi, that's 6-1 to win the title next year says it's probably great, much greater than 50% that Kawhi goes to the Raptors now.
Okay, so the question becomes, and let's talk about that transition from earlier to later in the day. Because, like you said, Toronto was 12-1 or so, became like 6-1. And then what happened to the Lakers at that point?
Lakers, depending on the books, but the Lakers' odds went up about half. So if they were even money, they went up to like plus 150 or 2-1.
I'm confused. All right. So what we're saying in general is, I don't know how we did this. So when we just were talking, and I just wanted to make sure everyone understands, when we were talking about the Lakers were 2-1, just, and let's do this. Let's pick a consensus,
yep,
right? So what would you say currently?
Lakers haven't moved at all.
The consensus number is
2-1.
Okay, and 12 hours ago it was what?
2-1.
So the dastardly bookies are not giving you a break on the Lakers, but they're charging you a big premium on Toronto right now.
Well, that's almost hard to imagine. The bookies aren't giving a fair break to everybody. So I think, Jonas, the takeaway here is Toronto's odds have improved significantly to land Kawhi. Lakers are still in it. By the way, what's the Clippers right now?
Clippers are 16-1 right now.
So they're saying the Clippers are out of it.
Pretty much, yes.
So if you read these, and again, it's not only not easy for Ted Baxter, sometimes we struggle with it. This is complicated stuff, especially when you're shifting time like this. But as of right now, Lakers still in it. Toronto's odds are surging. Clippers seem to be out of it based on the Vegas odds.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
It's time to play a little game called Where in the World Has Kawhi Been the Last 3-4 Days? All right. So, guys, let's go ahead and let's follow the mess that is the Kawhi sweepstakes. We start June 29th. Kawhi Leonard was spotted in San Diego at a place called Trujillo's Taco Shop. I've never eaten there, but then again, I'm not on demand for several NFL franchises to give $100+ million to. A couple of days later, Kawhi Leonard, July 1st, had a conversation with Magic Johnson, last seen ripping the Lakers organization, last seen before that walking out on the Lakers organization, and most recently seen, I guess, talking with Kawhi Leonard about why he should go to the Lakers organization that he walked out on. Then the next day on July 2nd, he had meetings set up in LA with not only the Lakers, but also the LA Clippers and the Toronto Raptors. That was just yesterday. And then earlier today, an airplane registered to Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, the company that owns the Toronto Raptors, landed at Pearson International Airport in Toronto. There are unconfirmed reports that the plane originated in Los Angeles. Footage from Canadian television showed unidentified individuals getting off the plane into an SUV. The CP-24 chopper is following the SUV down the highway. Meanwhile, a large crowd is gathered at a Toronto hotel where they believe the meeting is taking place between Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors.
Listen, maybe we shouldn't do the odds anymore. We should just do things like that. Now that is a real professional, that Jonas. I can't lie. I did the plane sound effect. Oh, there you go.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is a July 4th tradition unlike any other. It is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And believe it or not, Steve Fezzik has a best bet.
I love it, Steve. Hot dog contest, best bet.
We are going to the total, RJ. We're going under 73.5 hot dogs consumed by the winner in Nathan's contest.
I'm sure you got some deep analysis on this.
It is. It's an overreaction to last year's record eat by All-American hero Joey Chestnut. He ate 74. So if he ate 74 last year, 73.5 seems like a pretty good number, right? Well, that was a world record that Joey set last year. The 2 years before, he consumed an average of 71 dogs, and both of those years were the best performances he has ever had. I think last year was an outlier for Joey Chestnut. He turns 35. He's 35. I think he's going to start to decline in this venue. We're going under 73.5 hot dogs consumed.
So what is the trend line on competitive eating, right? Because like in chess, there's a certain age that people start dropping off. We know, for example, in tennis, players tend to drop off even younger than football. Like, you don't often see a 40-year-old tennis player that's elite. I got to be honest. I'm 48. I haven't slowed down with my eating. So, like, do we really believe that? I know you're betting this, right? I mean, this is sincere. And I think you're right. Whenever there's a trend line up, everyone's seeing the number. They're going to look at last year. They're going to look at this year. The only thing that concerns me about it is there's all these internet stories about how the competitive eating has people who kind of break the game, where it was the idea of breaking the hot dog, dunking it in water. Are we sure that this trend line going up isn't more about him figuring different techniques to eat more hot dogs?
I've heard that Crystal Light is being put in the water. Other than that, I think that the revolution and coming up with new ways to consume dogs is done.
Well, that's, if you knew what they were going to do, there wouldn't be a revolution. By definition, it's a new innovative thing. But you're batting it under how many hot dogs?
Under 73.5 hot dogs.
Wow.
That's a bang bang.
Well, that's where we go have a whole meal at one place and then go right to another place and have another one. Bang bang.
Kind of like that.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.